Richard Nguema, Vice President of China-Africa Economic Cooperation, a think tank based in Harare, says Emmerson Mnangagwa's visit to China comes at the right time, noting Zimbabwe's new president is focused on reviving the country's stagnant economy. He says China stands poised to play a constructive role in pushing forward Zimbabwe's development.
China is a fast-growing country. The leadership there is strong. It is the pro-development for the African region and Zimbabwe in particular. The Chinese have stood with us through the sanctions and all the problems we went through. So they are our only friend who can get this country to a level where we can get to be a developed state.
Richard Nguema suggests China's development stands as a model for Zimbabwe's development goals, and Zimbabwe is ready to learn from China.
China is a leading nation in terms of spearheading development. There are two things. It's either we copy or we invent when we are working with China. And China has an open policy, open arms to say, Zimbabwe, if you want to learn, if you want to move forward, here is a model, go and do it. And this is what we are doing. The Zimbabwe government, our president, Mnangagwa, is saying everything in Zimbabwe must develop. Zimbabwe itself actually is geared for that. The people of Zimbabwe also here are on the ground. We are very, very enthusiastic to see this relationship.
As part of Mnangagwa's visit, the two sides have officially upgraded their bilateral relationship to a comprehensive strategic partnership. Lasmo Chikova, assistant editor of The Herald, Zimbabwe's largest daily newspaper, says this would help bolster Chinese investment into Zimbabwe.
We are expecting there will be a lot of transfer of knowledge, transfer of expertise, transfer of technology from the Chinese to Zimbabwe. We expect that authorities and officials in Zimbabwe will also realize that now the level of cooperation is now at another level. Now it requires more cooperation, more insight, and also it requires a new vision for Zimbabwe. But generally, we expect that China will now increase more investment in Zimbabwe.
Celia Ricardo is a local entrepreneur who produces the scarves that the Zimbabwean delegation wore during Mnangagwa's time in China. She says she hopes the visit will unlock potential in Zimbabwe's sluggish manufacturing sector.
What would strike me most is in the manufacturing space, because I'm a manufacturer and IT as well. I'm trying to see how we can, you know, leverage on the new technologies, because a lot of the manufacturing space in the industry is very outdated and old, so we're not doing things the most efficient way.
Mnangagwa concluded his five-day visit to China on Friday. He made stops in Beijing, Anhui, and Zhejiang, attending numerous business conferences to try to bolster Chinese trade, investment, and tourism to his country. For CRI, I'm Gao Junya, reporting from Harare, Zimbabwe.